Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. The month of Av is sponsored by the Einhorn family, the Lui Nishmas of Naftali Ber Yecheskel. We're holding in Chulin Daf Pei. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings a discussion: what is a koi, or what some call kvi? What is this animal called a koi? And the Gemara brings the shita of Rabbi Yudo: koi is a beria b'fnei atzmai, for lo yichir b'chachomi min behemoi imin chayohi. Some middle creature, which is not exactly a behemo and not exactly a chaya. So in this Gemara, there is a Repinchos Mikuritz said something, a new explanation, and he concluded saying in Yiddish that this explanation nobody else said since the time of the Tanoim. To come and explain what exactly Chachomim were discussing about a koi. So in Sefer Im Repinchos Shar Oilum Umloyo Oismim, hey, it says the following. Says the behemo is different than a chayo in a few things. First of all, the behemo lives among human beings. The behemo is next to a person's house. In addition, at night, a behemo could go and graze out in the field. But at night, it comes back home and it surrounds the house of the Adam. In addition, he says, behemo, what's unique is the behemo. The same behemoth can have many different colors. You could have sheep that are darker, that are lighter, could be white, they could be black. There's many, many different colors how a behemoth looks like. All these don't apply to a chayo. A chayo doesn't live among people. The chayo doesn't come to sleep at night next to the Adam. The chayo always has the same color. You will not have different colors of a chayo. So says Rabbi Pinchas Mikuritz, the reason is, because whatever, when Adam owns a behemo and birds as well, oifes as well, it belongs to his shayrish nishmasai. And the shefa that comes through the neshama to the Adam expands to his behemoth and oifes. Says that's shat, Adam, every time, every night, the person goes to sleep, the neshama goes back up to shemaim. He brings a shefa, brings it down to the world to give him new koiches. The same way he gives koiches to him, he gives koiches to his behemoth and oifus. That's why the behemoth and oifus get a night to come to sleep next to the home of Adam to get all the shefa of his neshama that comes down from Shammayim. He says that's the pshat. By Noach it says, Tomim hoyo bidoy roisov. It refers to his entire door, meaning all the animals that were in his door were mushpa from his neshama. That's where they're saved through him. And in the Sefer Chach Chochem Arozim, he adds that the behemo, all behemos sleep at night. That's their nature, they sleep at night. Chayos do not sleep at night, except for the horse. That's what he says. And the horse, it also belongs to the Adam. Adam uses the horse. And this is also part of the idea that the night is when you get the shefa from above, only the behemoth is connected to Adam in this way. So this is the reason that the behemoth has many colors. Because the shefa that comes to Adam Yishamayim, there's a lot of things that come from above. Different pe'ulas, different ashpoyas that come from above. And every day is a little different. Everything that he has, every koyach he has, sometimes is higher, sometimes is lower. So it's reflected in the behemoth that has many colors. A chay, on the other hand, it has only one color, because it's not mushpa by the Adam. And therefore, it stands on its own, and it always looks the same. So the idea is that the behemah gets from the Adam, and the chaya is separated from the Adam. Now he brings the Chochem Arozim, as we mentioned in previous shiurim, the Arizal says, between everything in the world, there's davar memutzo. Between the doimim and the chay, you have the corals, the almoigim. They're doimim, but they grow. Between the tzimeach and the chai is what's called adnei asode. The Gemara tells us like a behemoth that connects to the ground. And between the chai and the medaber, you have the monkey who stands on 2 feet, but it's not really a adam. It's something in between. Also, between a behemoth and a chayo, you have the koi. The Gemara Chazal saw that the koi is in between. What does it mean in between? Because on one hand, the koi sleeps at night and it comes next to the adam. It sleeps in his area. But the other hand, the koi has all the same color, like a chaya. So in one hand, it looks like a chaya has the character of a chaya. On the other hand, it has the character of a behemo. So concluded Chazal, the koi bari b'fnei atzmai v'lo yichir b'chacham min behemo min chaya. That's the in-between. And the mashmos of Pinchas Bikuritz is that the koi on one hand gets a shefa from the Adam. On the other hand, it stands on its own. And something is something in-between. So as we mentioned, says the Pirchas Bikoritz, that since the Tara of the Tanoim, nobody went b'derech zu to explain the oimik of what a koh is. He's the first one to do it. That's the oimik that the Pirchas Bikoritz comes to be mechadish in our sugya. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shova Shehurim, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.